judgment day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, cause one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. Oh, I am convinced that the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but don't you
to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and we're glad you tuned into the Repair of the Breach broadcast here. I'm your host, Zach Daniel. The Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday evening between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And we got a treat for you tonight, folks. Got a dear friend as well as a prolific writer and author. He's been on the Repair the Breach broadcast in the past. If you listen to this broadcast in the past, you've heard Dan Israel with us, and he's going to be our special guest tonight, and we'll probably take calls probably at the bottom of the hour or so. I'll probably interview him for about the first half hour or so. And then if there's any calls, questions or so, comments for our guests tonight, we'd be glad to throw open the lines. And with that said, we are glad to have Dan Israel with us. Again, a prolific writer, author of Christianity Unmasked, and just a tremendous writer. And we're going to break and bring him here to the Public Broadcasting Network show, Repair the Breach. I'm Zach Daniel. Be right back. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com.
Yeah, and we're back here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Prepare the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel. And we've got a special guest again tonight, Dan Yisrael, and author of Christianity and Mast. And if you ever wondered, folks, what is missing when you have been involved in the church system or in the ranks of Christianity, you ever felt like there's something wrong, something missing, I encourage you to read this book called Christianity and Mast by Dan Yisrael. And with that said, welcome, Dan, to the broadcast, and we're always glad to have you.
How are you, Zach? Thanks for inviting me. Always a pleasure to be with you and your audience here.
It's our pleasure, actually, Dan, and you know, you've written an incredible 306-pager, I think might be a little bit more than that, expose, and exposing the lies within the church system, and that is indeed was the counterfeit system that was prophesied in the book of Revelation and other prophets as well. Go ahead and just elaborate some more.
Yeah, what you have is a really intricate system of sleight of hand and deception, which, you know, people give credence to by belief. But when you test their beliefs by asking simple questions, you know, then it shakes their foundation. You know, that's what basically the book does. It's nothing you can take and share with people in 25 words or less. It's something someone has to read in the comfort of their own environment and battle with their own conscience. We deal with facts. We deal with issues that are before us that are easily documented in anyone's home and in the encyclopedia. And it just gives them a plethora of information that they can take and review.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's a plethora of information, and you've documented well, established these facts are something that I think when people look at it the first time, it blows their mind at first, because it blew my mind when I read it. I was like, whoa, you know, it's the last thing Christians would ever consider that they had gotten wrong, that the Savior's name was never Jesus or God or Lord or Jehovah, but it was indeed YHWH or Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh was taken out over 7,000 times. And you document that fact very well in your book. And how long did it take to actually bring about the book?
The book was in research for probably about 5 years, and probably putting it all together maybe a year and a half in writing, editing, and publishing.
And what is the best way to get that book, by the way? I know that, you know, there's a lot of people asking about, how do I get it? How do I get the book? And Dan, how would you tell our listeners how to get the book?
Well, they can call us at 401-723-3330, or they can mail to Group One USA, which is the distributor, Post Office Box 2086. That's in Pawtucket, and I'll spell that. It's Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and the zip is 02861.
And you have an email, too. I think it's put sospress@hotmail.com, if I remember right.
That's correct. Yeah, you've got an excellent memory.
SOS Press, one word, SOS like help, sospress@hotmail.com. And, you know, tell us a little bit about your background. I know you'd mentioned it used to be a Seventh-day Adventist. And you realized something was wrong with the church system altogether, for that matter, regardless of the denomination.
Well, I was born and raised as a Catholic, good little altar boy, went through Vatican II, and a lot of things changed in Vatican II. You know, what was sin last week wasn't going to be sin next week. You know, instead of eating where you couldn't eat meat on Friday, now you could. The language of the Mass was changed from Latin to the popular tongue, a lot of other issues as well. But that caused me to stop and think and ask a lot of questions. Now, you know, I hadn't really read Scripture at that point, and, you know, it was somewhat mystique and foreign to us. As a matter of fact, through that era, we were told not to read it. Anyway, make a long story short, began to raise a family and get into real estate, get into finance, and I had my eyes really opened up when I began to understand how the real world really worked. Through a course of events, I began to read Scripture, and when I did, I found things that were really the answer to the solution of many of our problems. And I asked, why don't they teach it? So I would approach clergy, I would approach pastors, priests, ministers, rabbis, and I said, why don't you teach this? Well, I found the reason why they don't teach it. They have a specific agenda, and that agenda is not the truth. That agenda in 99% of the churches out there is to act as agents for the government to bring the people in line with government policy. Public policy. And since the United States went bankrupt in 1933, that public policy is the maintenance and the continuance of a debt-based monetary system. Scripture is the only book on the planet that helps us to break that cycle of debt and bondage and bring us to liberty. But it must be taught properly, and it must be applied properly. And that's what the churches don't teach. And I'm saying churches. I'm going to paint a real broad brush here. I mean, just ask a simple question.
Christianity and Mass in general, period.
Exactly, but it's even more broad than Christianity. I mean, the book is written to a Christian audience, but if you take a look at Islam, take a look at Judaism, and take a look at Christianity, they all follow different calendar systems. None of them follow the covenant calendar system that Abraham followed that's indicated in Scripture. Now,
yeah,
why is that?
I think you bring out a very important point. The three frogs of Revelation chapter 16 had or three spirits of uncleanness likened to frogs. Someone had mentioned that it was, they believe that it was Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt your thought there.
So, I mean, that being the case, what you have is religion, which is basically the doctrines of men, and especially Christianity. Christianity is syncretized with a lot of paganism. All of Christianity basically is an extension of Catholicism, and the Catholic Church is the only authority on the planet that maintains authority for the day of worship being Sunday. So in spite of themselves, Bible-believing Christians acquiesce to the Catholic Church because they can't find any blessings attributed by Scripture for Sunday worship, no matter how hard they try.
Well, absolutely. They are the mother of all churches. They've even posited that position publicly, and rightfully so. They're the ones that put the word church in there, and everyone that's protesting the Catholic Church. The first Protestants were Catholics, and so you're right. You're absolutely correct.
You get back to basic questions. According to Scripture, when does the year begin? Real simple question. If they can't answer that question, they can't read Scripture. Because Scripture uses a calendar that's unique to itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a common thread from beginning to end.
And yet the Gregorian calendar is named after Pope Gregory, and you hit it on the head. The whole calendar system is run amok and completely dedicated to planetary worship and the host of heaven, and it's something that the children of Yahweh, need to stay away from when it comes to, pinning a specific day to worship on. When he talks about his Sabbath in Scripture is separate from the world's calendar system.
Well, that's correct. I mean, all calendar systems that man has devised were predominantly orchestrated to promote commerce. The only calendar system ever given to man to control commerce was the scripturally based calendar system. And it controls it through the cessation of participation. Instead of participating in commerce, it says, do so, but on a repetitive cycle, cease from commerce. And when you do that, now just as a basic tenet or maxim of law, you now control commerce. And the reason for that is every contract comprises of basically two components, offer and acceptance. The one who makes the offer doesn't control the contract. It's the one who accepts that controls the contract.
And acceptance can come by acquiescence without technically responding within 3 days. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, I mean, if I take and choose not to participate, I mean, if you go to school, you become a dentist, you set up shop, and I don't walk in to get your services, you're as hungry as the guy next door in a bread line. You know, it's my acceptance of your offer that creates joinder and the contract itself. So that's the key to controlling the whole economy.
Yeah, and, in your book, Christianity and Mask, folks, I would encourage you to get the book. It's not just a quote-unquote religious book. I mean, Dan deals with the deception in commerce. You touched on that about unjust weights and measures and so forth. So absolutely get Dan Israel's book, Christianity and Mass. You can contact him at 401-723-3330. And we'll be right back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast with more of Dan Israel here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay- Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
And we're back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach here on RBN with our special guest, Dan Israel, author of Christianity Unmasked. Need to get this book, folks. I can't stress this enough, but it's an incredible expose. I mean, he deals with pretty much a lot of the words and how that the answers are really within the meaning of words. And like, for instance, denomination, if you get the book, I mean, you clearly, Dan, hit the nail on the head. It literally means denying the name, and that's why all the churches are following their mother of all churches, the Roman Catholic Church, refusing to exclusively, you know, call on the name of Yahweh for salvation. Go ahead and elaborate on that some more.
Sure. Let's take a look at the word Catholic. We'll start there. You can look in any dictionary, and the word Catholic means universal. Well, any Catholic church, or I shouldn't say any, most Catholic churches built before Vatican II, any street USA where you find a Catholic church like that, look at the front. The street side, you've got three front doors. Why is that? What you had way back when Catholicism was developing, was you had one pagan group on one end of town worshiping their god, another pagan group worshiping a different god, and another pagan group on the other end of town still worshiping a different god. What they said was, let's all get together, we'll worship under one roof, but you come into the door before the altar of your God. Catholic Church has three front doors and three altars. Now, Jesus took center stage. But the fact is, if you look linguistically, words that end in the suffix S-U-S or S-E-U-S or S-O-U-S typically refer to Zeus. You know, Olympus, Dionysus, that's typical. I mean, the same thing happens in other languages as well. But that's a key to helping us understand Catholicism. Now, if we understand Catholicism as the mother of Christianity and Protestant faiths, now we can understand our roots. What allowed those pagan faiths to come together was they all worshipped on the day of the sun. They were tied to sun worship. And that's the syncretization that took place in the early developmental years of what we call Christianity, or more specific, Catholicism. Now,
and yet the Messiah said that he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, right there in Matthew 10, and yet the church world and Christians think that he came to start a new religion, when in reality that was the furthest thing from his mind.
Well, the scripture says, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. You know,
right. And it's not a racial thing, too. I mean, Israel is the people that believe in Messiah, that keep his Torah, his Sabbath, his new moons, and that could be any red, yellow, black, or white, or brown individual on this planet.
Well, what Scripture identified was there were the core chosen people, but, you know, it always allowed for the stranger within the gates. There was nothing wrong with that. You know, and it's, you know, those who were designated to have the higher responsibility were to be, you know, priests to other nations as well. So again, you're correct. I mean, it's a matter of accepting the truth and abiding in it, and, you know, benefiting from it actually. But those benefits are here and now, today in the real world. Whereas what Christianity so many times does is it gives you a license to do evil today and, you know, worry about it tomorrow. You know, you're going to go to heaven. Well, Scripture says the meek shall inherit what? Heaven? No, it's the earth.
And then righteous shall never be removed, and yet they believe in this false rapture theory, Beanie Epscotti, that has no foundation at all in the Word.
Well, that's, I mean, they introduce many different doctrines, but those doctrines come as an extension of pagan theologies. And just look at the word theology. Theology is the study of theos. Theos is the pagan god.
Which is another name for Zeus, like you were alluding to earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why when people call him Hey Zeus or Jesus, that was never the name they called him, because it wasn't even developed, because the letter J, as you know, wasn't even... In fact, your book does a great expose on that.
That's correct, Zach, and I challenge your audience here. Just pick up an encyclopedia or a dictionary you have in your own home and look up the word, the letter J, and it specifically identifies that it's only been in existence for about 500 years. So how could the Messiah ever respond to the name Jesus? He never heard it while he walked the face of this earth.
That's right, and he said he came in the Father's name, and everyone, even in Christianity, would acknowledge that the Father's name could not have been Jesus, yet they have mixed themselves, and, you know, we've all been guilty of it. None of us are setting ourselves up, but nevertheless, the Father condemns mixed worship or strange fires, what he calls it, and he basically is going to say, I never knew you. In other words, come out from among them, come out of her, my people. That's the end-time message, and that's what I think he's doing with a lot of Christians. He's waking them up because they're lost sheep of the house of Israel. They don't even know it, and he's bringing them back. I think your book has been a huge tool by the Father that he's used to wake up a lot of sincere people out there. But hold your comment. I want to get your thoughts on that. We've got a break here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. We're visiting with Dan Israel. I'm your host, Zach Daniel, and Dan's really been bringing up some great points. You need to get his book, Christianity Unmasked. You can reach him at sospress@hotmail.com, or you can call him 401-723-3330, 723-3330, area code 401. I'm Zach Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Visiting with our special guest, author and prolific writer, Dan Israel. And Dan, like I was saying before the break, I mean, your book, Christianity and Mass, has definitely woke up a lot of Christians to come out of the church system, to come out of the status of Christianity and into the house of Israel, the true Israel of Yah, like it states there in Galatians 6:16. And, I mean, the whole renewed covenant is written, obviously, to the house of Israel. Right there in James 1, 1 and 2, and just chapters 9, 10, and 11 of Romans. And your book, again, has been a mighty influence. And you could probably tell stories about how people have, you know, thank you for taking this labor of love that you have done so well at.
Zach, we've had pastors get hold of the book. Some got really angry. Others were humble enough to do some research and make major changes throughout their whole congregation. It's changed people's lives. And it's not the book that has, it's truth that has.
Right, exactly.
All I've done, all we have done here, is taken, bring facts before people and allow them to consider the facts. That's all. And when someone does that, and even if they take and bring it to their own denomination, their own clergy, and say, you know, how come we teach this, but this is what Scripture says? But what the book does is it tries to bring together not only what Scripture says and the contrast of what the churches teach, but the reason why. So if you can understand why the churches teach a certain thing, because they have an agenda that they have to maintain, and the reason why the Scripture teaches it, so we can bring you out of bondage into liberty, now you can see the light of day. And you can see the darkness that you're kept in, and now you have a choice to make. As a matter of fact, we've got there's one whole chapter. It's called Test the Clergy. You know, and it's question after question after question that you can take and present to your clergy that, you know, a lot of them are very difficult for them to answer, but they're simple questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you maintain separation of church and state when the church is incorporated with the state? The answer
is a misnomer.
Yeah, you can't. It's impossible.
Right, I mean, and the state created it, so it controls it, and so therefore the pastors and the ministers therefore act as government agents, whether they know it or not or like it or not. That's the fact, folks.
Absolutely, and you can go to your state secretary of state and pull down the Articles of Incorporation for your church, and what it identifies is that your church is a business acting as a church. It's not a church. It's a business acting as a church, and now it requests from the government a 501c3 status. You know, so it becomes tax-exempt. Take a look at the word exempt. An exemption is granted from one in authority to one in subjection to that authority.
Right, absolutely. And again, the word church is a misnomer. You deal with that in the book. It goes back to the pagan deity named Circe. It's how you get the word circle and circuit. It's like why the denominational world and all the other churches, for that matter, including the mother, is like a circus.
That's correct. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, chapter 2 deals with just common words that are used throughout Christianity. You know, something that anyone can look up in a good dictionary and or encyclopedia and validate themselves. The only thing that we've done is we've identified all the words in a series. So this way here, it shows a whole pattern. And you know, it's how do you deny the pattern?
Right, especially when these definitions like church and names of pagan roots that were inserted by the Catholic and the monks monkeying around the manuscripts up in the monastery, this fulfilled Jeremiah 8:8-9, you know, Proverbs 30. There's so many people that ask me, and they probably ask you too, Dan, are you saying that, you know, Zach or Dan, that there's no way that the Father promised or, you know, preserved his word? And I would just say, look, it's right there in his word that they would tamper it. He said that they would tamper with it, and they did do it indeed.
That's correct. They did. And, you know, there's
it had
caution.
To be fulfilled. These scriptures had to be fulfilled.
That's correct. There's cautions given to us to make us aware that that did take place. So, you know, we're told to read it line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little.
Isaiah 28, exactly.
Exactly, as we continue to search and ferret out the truth. Now, here's a real simple question, you know, for people. You know, your audience can ask this to their friends or their clergy. If I go to a bookstore and I pick up a book off a shelf, bookstore, library, whatever, what's on the title of the book? You're going to find those words somewhere in the book, right? But
you'd hope.
If I pick up the Bible, how come I can't find the words Bible in the scriptures? But if I take and start looking in a book of mythology, I find that the word Bible corresponds to a pagan goddess. Now, why would they do that on the cover?
Good point.
Now, you want to talk about tampering with the word, you know.
What happened between the pages?
They did it right on the cover.
What happened between the pages that they did out right there in your face, right there on the cover, right?
Absolutely. It's right there, right in your face.
Now, that's not to damper anybody's faith. People say, oh, that's damaging your questioning. And no, the scripture says to prove all things. So that's what we're doing. And to say that, and, you know, I was raised to believe that, oh, we're never to question this King James Bible. You know, there's no errors in it. And yet, it's unhealthy because then you become controlled and manipulated by not having a open heart to research, do the math yourself, like your book clearly has instructed others to do. And again, there's so many people out there, I'm sure, that would love to read the book. We need to make it available, folks, to you. You can get a hold of it by contacting Dan Israel, sospress@hotmail.com, or you can call him at 401-723-3330. And, Dan, you don't mind taking some calls, possibly?
No, not at all. I'd be glad to.
All right. I'd like to call in the last 20 minutes of the broadcast, 800-313-9443. Love to hear the audience feedback, questions for our guest, Dan Israel, author of Christianity and Math. And maybe my producer, Manny, can let me know when the callers come in. I'm having a problem with my internet connection right now. But 800-313-9443, if you'd like to speak with our guest here, Dan Israel. Again, author of Christianity and Math, Define Exposé, dealing with the paganism of the church system, of Christianity in general, and not just, again, from a religious standpoint. He deals with the political aspect of the beast system as well, and very, very well written. When I first got it, it just blew my mind when I read it. And Dan, have you, like you said, you had pastors that some yielded to the truth in there, but some fought it. But you actually in that book have really impacted just a tremendous amount of people.
That's very true. Matter of fact, we do have a literature ministry, and we have other books that we offer as well. But I will tell you, out of all the books that we offer, we get a tremendous amount of unsolicited testimonials as to how this book, Christianity Unmasked, has helped people understand scripture more in depth.
Absolutely. Let's go to Ryan in Oregon with Dan Israel. Welcome, Ryan.
Good evening, guys. A couple of quick questions, and actually four quick questions. Dan, you have an email address. Do you have a website?
Not currently. We need to put one up. I'm sorry.
I was just going to ask you if you want one. I'll give you a call on your phone line there and have you contact me.
Sure, that's fine.
Question about the name Yahshua, or Yahshua, however it's pronounced. I've heard that used as an Arabic or a common name for the Messiah back then. What's your take on that?
It's very basic to the linguistic structure of the language. When you remove those letters that make up that name from the language, you basically can't speak the language. When you remove the breath of life from us, we cease to exist.
Well,
if I bring you to the last verse of the last psalm, it says, everything that has breath gives praise to Yahweh. Now, if I made Fords, everything that came out of my factory would have a Ford logo on it. If I made Hewlett-Packard printers, everything that came out of my factory would have an HP logo on it. Well, Yahweh basically did the same thing. He put it into our breath. Whether we're conscious of it or not, that's exactly what he did. So if you just simply inhale and exhale, you verbalize his name. And that's how simple it really is.
Well, so do you, and this is such a life and death critical question. The Messiah, our elder brother, the firstborn among many brethren, the anointed, he told us one of the most critical things in our prayer life that a lot of people miss, and that is, in that day you will ask of me nothing, but in my name you will ask the Father. And a lot of people's pray, oh, Jesus this or whatever. And even if it's in sincerity, they're asking the wrong person. I mean,
you're absolutely correct.
Now, so to get the Messiah's name correct in vocalization, how would you state that?
I pronounce it Yahshua. I don't get into a big argument or debate over the pronunciation because I understand there's different means of vocalization. You know, and I've seen and, you know, people engage in that argument, and frankly, many times it's a discredit. It's wise to study. It's wise to do your own research in that endeavor. I fully recommend that. But in order to do that, you're going to have to go back into the ancient languages, the Paleo and the ancient Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you'll find, if you go back that far, is not all the letters were brought forward.
Mm.
So the language was tampered with back then.
Well, you know,
what they used to translate from, you know, the more modern Hebrew, frankly, is erroneous.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's more of a Babylonian Hebrew.
It's
really interesting you mentioned the word denomination. Isn't it funny how if you approach somebody and all of a sudden you get into some kind of a spiritual or religious discussion with them, first thing out of their mouth is, oh, what denomination do you attend? You know, and here it is, Satan throwing confusion into the whole nine yards to begin with.
That's correct. You know?
And it just, I had that happen to me with a dear old lady down the street yesterday. And I'm just going, oh, brother, here we go again. But
everybody wants to pigeonhole you, put a label on you so they can understand.
Oh, and that's exactly. Oh, and I'll tell you how that was raised. A Jehovah's Witness lady came to the door, and, oh, she didn't want to have her come in. So she says, here's how you handle those people. You just be polite with them and take their literature and then say goodbye, you know. And I looked at her, and I says, well, nah, what you do is you smile at them, invite them in, open the Word of God, and they will want out of your house so quick your head will spin.
Well, that's exactly correct. Matter of fact, I've got the Book of Mormon here. I've got the world translation that the Jehovah's Witness use, and I invite them in.
Oh, absolutely.
What I do is I take their translation and show them what they're not obedient to in their own translation.
Yeah, I've asked the Father to bring people to me to witness, and boy, has that prayer been answered. One more thing, real quick, because you guys got other people and so forth.
Yes.
This one, Zach, this one's addressed to you, okay?
Sure.
And I'm going to be very general with it, so just do some research, okay? It's kind of a concern. I don't know if anybody else has had this problem, but maybe 6 months or so ago, I signed up on your whole email delivery thing, okay? Yeah, the repair of the breach thing. And for some reason, at least what I'm getting was hijacked. And it actually turns out to be somewhat pornographic. And I don't know if anybody else has had that. And
we just got a moderator, and her name's Laura out in England. And yeah, we had gotten spammed a lot on our site. I apologize for all those that joined.
You don't have to apologize because you didn't do it. Don't apologize for some other jerk's, you know, actions. But all I'm saying is that those types of emails under the name of Repair of the Breach, which could have only come from that sign-up process, maybe what you ought to do is just start from scratch again or something. But I'll tell you,
yeah, I'm thinking about possibly doing that. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate your concern.
Yeah, there's some of the most vicious, vile attacks on the computer systems out there now. It's just, you know, I've been fighting one for several weeks now that I just can't seem to get rid of. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that they're still being sent out under that guise. But
right, we just got a moderator last week or two. Her name's Laura, doing a great job. She's volunteered, so she's doing a great job with that. And again, thanks for the concern. And we got another caller in Texas. Caller, identify yourself from Texas. We appreciate you calling the Repair of the Breach broadcast.
Yeah, this is Morse.
Okay, Mark, how are you doing? You got any questions for our guest, Dan Israel?
Yeah, I did, and I also want to say that the reason that the last comment made by your guest is because you are doing our creator's work. You know, people that are out here that are not doing things for our creator, and they're not experiencing these types of attacks, so that just shows the great work that you're doing.
And well, I appreciate the kindness there.
Yeah.
And Dan is doing a great job as well with his book. You know, you need to really get that book, folks.
And I am going to get that book. And, you know, I've had a process kind of like your guest. He was Catholic and then Seventh-day Adventist. And I've had my own process. You know, I was a Lutheran, then a Baptist. And then I don't know if you've heard, it's one of the sponsors. Is it a break?
Yeah, Mark, why don't you hold over? We'll keep you over. And with our guest, special guest Dan Israel, we've got Mark in Texas. We'll be right back here. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach here on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Don't teach me, don't teach me, don't teach me
from books that blaspheme. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Broadcasting Network, RBN, publicbroadcasting.org. You tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast again. I'm Zach Daniel. And just to chime in, we got Morse in Texas with us, and our special guest, of course, is Dan Israel, the prolific writer, author of Christianity and Math. I wanted to comment to the previous caller, Ryan in Oregon. Again, thanks for his call. But the name of the Messiah. He said he came in the Father's name, and that name is Yahweh. And Shua is a title, just like Yahweh Yireh, or Yahweh Rapha, Yahweh Tishkadu, which means Yahweh is our righteousness. But Tishkadu or Rapha, which means healer, Yahweh is our healer. Yahweh Yireh, Yahweh is our provider. Righteousness, those are not his names, or Shua are not his names. Those are all appellations or titles that distinctively identify the Creator who came in the flesh as our only Savior, just like you said in Isaiah 43:10. And with that, Morris, we want you to go right back to your thoughts right before the break.
Thank you, Mr. Daniels, and your guest, Dan. I just really appreciate you. I'm going to make it real brief. It's like you said, Isaiah, Obadiah, his name is important. Our names are important. I went through this process of Lutheran, Baptist, and then it's another sponsor on RBN, the Bible Says, and I learned about that this rapture was a false idea and everything, but it's kind of a little bit of fluff that I'm throwing in here. But Mr. Daniels, I really appreciate you and your guest, because you have brought my walk so close. I was bawling through the whole break, just crying prostrate before God. I cannot just thank you enough for what you're doing. And I just wanted to tell you that I know, even in prayer, I had an experience today, and it's, we live by faith, not by feelings. And I know that grace was back in Noah, all the way in Genesis. But I'm just saying that you're doing a great work, and I just want to tell you that I just really appreciate you.
Well, Morris, I tell you, I want to thank you for your kind remarks, and I just want to give all the praise to Yahweh, and I want to also give a lot of thanks to Sandra and John Stattmiller. I mean, without them doing the work they're doing at RBN right there in Round Rock, none of this would be even possible, and to be on RBN is just an honor, because Yahweh's name needs to be out there at the forefront, regardless of anybody's religious background or persuasion. His name is going to be filled throughout the earth. He says that in Jeremiah 16:19-21, from the least to the greatest, all men are going to know his name. And that even the Gentiles, he said, he would take out a people for his name right there in the book of Acts. So thanks for your call, Mark, your encouraging words. And Dan, we'll give you the final word here before we close out the broadcast. And we need you to keep writing some more, bring out some more books and so forth. And Christianity and Mass is indeed a zenith proportioned book.
Well, I appreciate your efforts too, Zach. And our purpose is to try to take and share with others as much as we can. We can probably do this some other time. We don't have the time today, but I pick up scriptures where it's in Revelation, where it speaks of making merchandise of the souls of men, and I go into the technical aspects of how that's done, and I'll go toe-to-toe with any clergy on that issue.
Mm-hmm. Right, we want the clergy to call in, and maybe we can set that up, hopefully. And again, folks, we've had Dan Israel, our guest here, author of Christianity at Mass. Get a copy of his book, 401-723-3330. Again, you can reach Dan at 401-723-3330, sospress@hotmail.com, on an email format. Listening to Zach Daniel here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Thanks, Dan, for coming on.
Thanks, Zach. Have a great day.
And, folks, if you really want to keep the Sabbath, this true Sabbath of Scripture, it's from what they call in the pagan calendar to translate Monday evening to Tuesday evening, and then the new moon will rise Tuesday evening to Wednesday evening, so the Sabbath will be Tuesday to Wednesday when the new moon comes. Shalom, and may Yahweh bless you. Until next week, breachmender@yahoo.com. If you want to reach us, breachmender@yahoo.com. Shalom.